I grew up in a remote Bavarian mountain valley, a little bit like this here, which is eastern Slovakia, the Tatra Mountains. And it was such a remote place. My mother took the children after the house next to ours was bombed. That is actually close to where I grew up, near Garmisch-Partenkirchen, where the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, took place, the German Winter Olympics.
I grew up in a very inaccessible, very remote mountain valley in the Bavarian Alps. I only knew about the world through fairy tales.
So I'm some sort of a strange creature in this civilization. I was actually born in Munich, and only 2 weeks after I was born, a bomb hit the house next to us, and the place where we lived was half destroyed. So my mother fled with my two brothers and me into the mountain, in the most remote hideout in the mountains.
My mother found me under a thick layer of glass shards and brick debris.
So for the first time, I grew up in a very remote mountain valley in Bavaria after the war. My mother had fled from the bombs that hit Munich.
All my peers grew up in ruins, and they had a wonderful childhood because they possessed the entire city that was in ruins, no fathers around to tell them how to behave and what to do. And there was a black man, and I ran to my mother and I said to her, I saw a pitch black moor.
So I'm some sort of a strange creature in this civilization.
So it was anarchy in the best sense of the word.
I hardly ever saw any car as a child. I grew up in the mountains, and when a car came, we all ran and we shouted to each other, there's an automobile, there's a motor car, a motor car. And so I grew up not knowing that there was cinema. I did not know that movies existed until I was 11. The very first films didn't really impress me that much. No, I actually did not have any idea what cinema was until I was 11. And I was quite late with technical things. I saw films very late in my life. I didn't know that cinema existed until I was 11.
And I marveled at him, and I immediately wanted to befriend him. And I sat at the slope of the mountain with him and talked to him. And he gave me a chewing gum, which I kept for a year.
I'm some sort of a strange creature in this civilization. Television is something foreign for me. As a child, I didn't know what it was until I was something like 12 or so. I'd never had seen a TV set, and I'd never seen a movie. So for me, it's something very important that changes lives. And of course, it didn't change my life, but so many people are very much affected by it. And
because I had not seen films until I was 11, I didn't even know they existed.
I had not seen TV, nor telephones, nor anything, any instruments of civilization. It was such a remote place. And I was quite late with technical things. I did not make a phone call until I was 17. You are talking to someone, and for Americans it sounds totally, totally bizarre. You're talking to someone who made his first phone call at the age of 17. So you may not believe this. I'm a man who made his very first phone call at the age of 17. But I made my first film at the age of 19.
And I have to add, I do that often, but I have to add it for the fun of you. I made my first phone call when I was 17. So, but I made my first film when I was 19. Since then, I marvel, and I have the warmest feelings about African Americans. What a wonderful warmth this man had, and the voice was incredible, and he loved me and gave me a chewing gum.
So, I'm some sort of a strange creature in this civilization.
And in a way, later, I had the feeling I was inventing cinema myself.